All the time.
永远，随时。
God is good.
神是美好的。
I'm not good.
我并不是这么好。
All the time.
不是随时随地都这么好。
But all the time, I'm not good.
Okay.
But because God is good, by His grace, we can be good.
因为神他是这么美好，一个通由他的恩典，我们也可以变得美好。
那我们一起来 ，OK， let us read today's scriptures。
我们一起来念今天的经文。
So today our scripture is for Numbers chapter 22:21-33。
民数记二十二章二十一到二三十三节。
So read in your own language together。
用你自己语言一起来念，一起念来。巴兰早晨起来，背上驴和摩亚的使臣一同去了。神因他去了就发怒，使和华使者站在路上抵挡他。他骑着驴，有两个仆人跟随他。驴看见耶和华的使者站在路上，手里有拔出的刀，就从路上跨到田间。巴兰便打驴，要叫他回转上路。耶和华的使者就站在葡萄园的窄路上，这边驴看见耶和华使者，就贴着墙。将一巴掌脚伤了，巴兰又打驴，耶和华的使者又往前去，站在狭窄之处，左右都没有转折的地方。驴看见耶和华的使者，就卧在巴兰底下。巴兰发怒，用杖打驴。耶和华叫驴开口，对巴兰说：“我向你行了什么？你竟打我这三次呢？”巴兰对驴说：“因为你戏弄我，我恨不得能手中有刀把你杀了。”驴对驴说：“我不是你从小直到今日所骑的驴吗？”
And no, he said.Then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with his sword drawn. So he bowed low and
bowed
his face down. The angel of the Lord asked him, Why have you beaten a donkey this 3 times? I have come here to oppose you because your path is reckless, one before me. The donkey stole me and turned me away from this 3 times.
If you had not turned away,
I would certainly have killed you by now, but I would have spared it.This is a very interesting story.
这是一个很有趣的故事。
So today I'm going to share with you the topic is a walk with the Lord on a journey of faith, part 2.
So 我今天要跟大家分享是信仰路上与神同行第二段。
So first of all, let me describe to you the background of this passage.
先讲一下这个故事的圣经里面的背景。
Maybe you are already attend a Sunday school with Sister Wan.
所以你们如果上中文主日学的这段经文应该是非常熟悉，我们才刚刚上过。
So today I'm not really go deeper in this scripture, in this passage, but more to share some of the highlight from the this interesting story.
So 我今天不再深入的探讨，但是跟大家分享一下我觉得最大的亮点。
So the background of this scripture is that when Moses lead the people of Israel from the land of slavery.In Egypt.
当耶和华把以色列人从埃及地的奴隶之地带领出来的时候
，because of the disbelief, and God wanted them to wander around in the desert for 40 years.
因为他们的不信，所以神处罚他们在旷野漂流了四十年之久。
And the background of this passage is when the people of Israel they came to the land of Moab.
这里就是当着以色列人流到这个摩亚地的时候。
So the king of Moab is Balak, was so scared of the people of Israel because of the mighty hands of God behind these people.
因为挪亚的王巴勒就非常的惧怕以色列民，因为他看到在以色列民后面的神。
So he went to see Balaam.
所以他就派人去见巴兰。
Balaam is not the Hebrew.
巴兰他并不是希伯来人。
He is not a prophet of God.
还不是神的先知。
But he has a kind of a gift of divination.
但是他有这个所谓当时一个可以这个讲神话，神跟神沟通，有可以讲神传讲神话语的这样一个人。
So the king Balak asked Balaam to curse the people of Israel so that these people won't harm the land of Moab.
所以这摩亚王巴勒就请求巴勒来。咒诅以色列民，让这个以色列人不能够伤害到摩亚人。
That this Balaam is full of greedy because he wants to get the money or the wealth from this King Balak.
Yeah, 这个巴兰这个所谓的先知其实是一个非常贪婪的一个人，他因为要拿到这个很重的这个所谓的这个重金礼聘，这个礼金，所以他就想去。
So he saddled on this donkey to go to the land to see this group of people of Israel and curse them.
所以他就坐骑上这个驴子，前往摩亚地，想要去咒诅神的选民以色列人。
We are all on this powerful journey.
所以在这一段路程的时候，
something very interesting happened.
有一件非常有趣的事情发生了。
The donkey saw the angel of the Lord for three times.
这个驴子三次看到神的使者。
But Balaam did not see the angel of the Lord.
但是这所谓的先知巴兰却看不到神的使者。
This is very interesting.
非常有意思。
An animal,
一个动物,
can see.
可以看到。
Yes, definitely, animal can see.
Yeah, 我们知道神, 动物也是可以看到的。
But the thing is, human cannot see the angel of the Lord, but the donkey can.
有意思就是人看不到神的使者，反而这个驴子可以看到神的使者。
I think God has a message for us.
我想这里神有一个给我们一个很重要的信息。
Even the animal can see the angel of the Lord, let alone the eyes of the human.
所以连个驴子都能看到神的使者，难道我们人不行吗？
What's the problem here?
那这问题是何在呢？
So donkey heart is an animal heart.
我们知道驴子心是一个动物的心。
A Balaam heart is a human heart.
巴兰的心是一个人的心。
What is the difference between these two?
所以这两个心有何不同呢？
I could see one thing very clear.
我看到一件事情非常明白。
The Balaam heart is full of greedy.
巴兰的心已经充满了所谓的贪心。
So what he sees always the things his sinful heart desires for.
所以他看到就是境由心造，他看到就是心里所发出的。
Eye is a very special organ in our human body.
在人的身体上，眼睛是非常重特别的一个器官。
Because this is a connection between what we see from the outside and also the condition of our heart.
因为它连通的内外面的环境跟我们内心。
So here is Jesus' Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 6. Here he said,
所以耶稣在马太福音的登山宝训里是这样说的。
The eye is the lamp of the body, so your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole full body will be full of darkness. If then the light is in you is dark, how great is the darkness?
眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮， 全身就光明，你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等的大呢？
Balaam's heart is to curse for his personal gain.
所以巴兰的心就是要为了他自己的利益来咒诅以色列人。
So God used a donkey, an unlovely donkey, unlovely animal, a despised and unclean animal during that period of time.
说神用这样一个很卑微、很低贱的一个动物，驴子
，to warn Balaam of his perverted way，
来警告巴兰，你走的是一个乖僻的道路。So
now it's matter of your heart。
所以这里就讲到你的心了。It's
not about your physical eye。
不是讲到你的眼睛哦。So
Proverbs here， keep my heart with all vigilance。 For from it flow the springs of life.
箴言4:23讲到，你要保守你的心，胜过保守一切；或做你要切切保守你的心，因为一生的果效是由心发出的。
What are you looking for all the time?
你看到了一些什么东西呢？
That is a reflection of our heart. It's very easy and principle.
也就是能够表达出你心里所想的。
For example, just for example.
比如说，
I'm not trying to judge anyone here.
不是要审判各位任何人在这里哈，不是批判任何人。So
we have a 7 days in a week.
我们一天一个礼拜有七天。Or
we have one Sunday in a week.
我们一个礼拜有一天的所谓的礼拜天。We
have 2 hours of worship in the church.
我们一个礼拜里面就这么2个小时的敬拜。We
have 40 minutes of time to listen to the preaching of the word.
40分钟来听神的话语，牧师讲道。But
sometimes even the 40 minutes. We still spend that 40-minute portion of it on our iPhone.
即使这个40分钟，我们还很多的时间花在我们所谓的手机上面。
Is that true？
是不是？问问。
哎呀 ，That
preaching
is so boring。
啊，那个牧师讲到太没趣了啊。
That word I already heard many times。
啊，我已经听了吧几百次了啊。
So how about I just kind of like flick my iPhone? I got a more updated news.
Yeah, 我就趁机会拨拨手机吧，也许可以最近的新闻是什么嘞？
Maybe I'm looking for a stock market.
For a stock market.
股票啊。
Stock market. Okay.
Okay.
股票嘞？我的股票嘞？
哎呀 ，so sad.
哎呀，
糟
糕了，又跌又。
哎呀 ，so happy. God is so good. You increase my share.
哦，涨了涨了，神真好。
What is in your heart?
你的心里在想什么呢？
You will look for what?
Yeah, 你就是看什么。
So keep your heart with all vigilance.
Yeah, 就是要保守你的心。
From it flow the springs of life.
因为就是你一生的果效，就是由心发出。
When I was on the mission field one time, the local leaders assigned me the job to go to a very remote area. It's a mountainous areas.
所以当我是在这个传道的那个地方的时候，有一个当地的一个领导就把我派出到一个很崎岖的山地里面去传。
It's very, very remote areas.
非常非常远的一个地方，很没有人迹的地方。
We spent kind of like 12 hours to go to the destination.
我们大概花了12个小时到这个地方去。
6 hours on the bus.
6个小时在汽车上。
And 4 hours on the jeep, J-E-E-P.
J-E-E-P
吉普
车、吉普车，然后 How many hours?
4 hours、
四个小时在所谓的吉普车上。
And later 3 hours hiking the mountain.
Oh, wow, okay, 三个小时是靠两条腿的。
Okay, by the like maybe 6 p.m. Okay, by the time like around 6 p.m.
Okay, 到晚上六点的时候
，We arrived the place.
我们终于到达了。
And right away when I get into the small hub, it's very remote and very very.Poor area, so it's a small hub. The meeting was in a small hub.
所以这个会议是在一个很小的一个小小的房子里面，因为这是一个很怪很是个远僻的地方。
It's kind of 20 to 30 people, so packed.
然后
the full house is kind of jammed with 20 to 30.
小小的一个房间里面挤着大概二三十个人，是很拥挤的。
They are so different from me. The looking, the language.
那些人当地人的跟我的面貌跟我的穿着是大不相同的。
So it's kind of like 2 and 3 hours. I kind of like preach the word of God and someone translate for me, and until like maybe 9:30 or 10 p.m.
所以我就讲到以后有人帮我翻译，然后到了差不多九点钟左右的时候。
Yeah, around 10 p.m. it's so dark outside actually.
然后十点钟从外面的时候一片漆黑。
So inside the meeting is okay because they have the lamp.The oil lamp. It's not the. Yeah.
里面还好，因为有油灯。
So when I finished the preaching, finished the job, so I went out there and I see everything is dark.
So 当我一出门的话，外面是一片的漆黑。
And then I asked the leaders who I'm going to stay tonight.
那我就问当地的领导，我要睡哪里啊？我今晚睡哪里
？So okay, can you see the little light over there?
领导就指着远远。
Just like a very small star.
你看那个小小的那个灯火在那边，看到没有？
There is a place you're going to stay tonight.
那就是你今天要住的地方。
Okay, yes, thank you, God. But how I'm going to get to there?
然后我就是感谢神，但是我怎么样从这里到那里呢？那么遥远的地方。
I can't see the trail.
我连那个地、那个土地、那个道都看不清楚。
The leader, don't worry.
那个 leader, 那个领导就说不要担心。
God is your way.
神就是你的道路。
Do you believe that?
你相信吗？
I'm not that the super faith hero. I'm not super faith hero.
我的心率还没有大到那个地步。
And later on, the leader took out one small little oil lamp.
Okay, 好，最后那个领导终于拿了，给了我一罐那个一个小油灯。
So you just follow this and follow my path.
所以你就是拿了这个，然后照着这条路走。然后到那个很遥远那个小小灯的地方。
The leader will guide me.
Okay,
the leader will guide me with that little lamp.
哦，所以这个领导就提着那个油灯在前面走，我就跟着他。
No iPhone.
没有手机哦，没有。我现在照亮完是用手机的，对不对
？Yes, normally we use the iPhone light to
do. 我们在人就用都知道了 ，OK.
But we have no iPhone.
没手机啊。
Okay, everything. No technology in remote areas.
这太远僻，太远了。
So I need to follow the light.
So 必须要发 更神的一点
光。So my physical eyes, I need to focus on that physical lamp.
所以我的双眼就必须要紧紧的盯着那个油灯。
Because the light is so, I mean, so dim, you only can shine only a little portion in front of me.
因为那油灯的油光亮是光度是不够的，所以只能照亮眼前的那么一点路。
So I follow the light.
跟随那点光。
And finally, in a kind of 1.5 hours, I've arrived at my place.
一个小时半以后，终于到达我今天睡觉的地方。
On the way, no bear.
还好，路上没有熊出来。
No tiger.
没有老虎。
No lion.
没有狮子。
Okay, just a little lamp light in front of me.
就那么一点点小灯。
So that night when they went to go to bed, and then I opened the window, what I could see the thousand and thousand stars over the dark sky.
Wow. Okay, so when I went to that little 小的住屋的地方，打开窗子就看到无数的星星。
And then I remember the song.
然后记得这条。
What is that song?
黑夜里。静静照出你。
And then, okay, thank you, thank you. So that song came to me, and the scripture came to me.
有一段经文就进到我的心里。
Your light is the pavement.
Yeah, 脚前的灯，路上的光，神的话语，脚前的灯，路上的光。
So you need to focus on the word.
所以我们必须要专注在神的话语里。
Because it's the land of your path.
因为这是你路上的光。
So at that time, when we turn our eyes to Jesus.
当我们把那眼睛专注在耶稣的身上。
God, turn my eye to see you.
神啊，使我转眼看你。
It's so abstract. Actually, when we say turn my eye to see Jesus, God, or whatever, it's so abstract. It's kind of like flowing somewhere in the heaven. How I'm going to fix my eye on you?
所以听起来好像有点很象征性一个东西，好像抓不住哈。但什么叫做转眼看你呢？
Go to the basic.
我们就到最基本的地方去好了。
Read the word of God.
研读神的话语。
The word is God.
神的话就是他。
God is the word.
话就是神，神的话就是他。
Just read the word and begin the land of your path.
你只要研读神的话语，它就成为你的道路，它就成为你的灯。
Cultivate your heart with the word of God.
用你的心来思想神的话语。
Don't be like Balaam.
不要像巴兰。
Be like a donkey.
要像这个驴子，要跟驴子学习。
Turn my eye to see you.
让我的眼睛能够看到神。
I don't think the animal can see the angel of the Lord unless God opened the eyes.
我相信这个驴子没有办法神的使者，除非是神把他眼睛打开。
Be humble before the word of God.God speak to me, turn my eye to see you, and today in my scripture, in my reading, let me see you.
所以我们当神的话语的时候，我们要存着一个谦卑的心，这样神能够才把能把我们的眼睛打开，然后我们要跟神说，神啊，让我能够看到你。
So Solomon is a very famous king, is a very wealthy king. The King Solomon.
Yeah, 我们知道这个所罗门王是一个非常富有的国王，以色列的一个王，非常的富有。
In his old age, he experienced a lot. He know what is a luxurious life. So at the end of his life,
所以他这一生尝尽了人间的荣华富贵。所以在他这个晚年的时候，他写了这段。
So rejoice, O young man, in your youth, and let your heart cheer in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart.At the sight of your eyes, but know that for all these things, God will bring you into judgment.
说少年人啊，在你幼年时当快乐，在幼年的日子使你的心欢畅，行你所愿行的，看你眼所爱看的，却要知道为这一切的事，神必审问你。
So what we want to see?
所以我们想要看的。
What has been in your eyes lately?
你最近眼睛所看到的是什么呢?
What are you actually looking for?
你看的专注的是什么呢?
So next.
Okay, 下面.
It's from number 22, 23 to 29. It talks about the donkey, what the response of donkey after he saw the angel of the Lord.
所以下面一句经文23到29讲到当这个驴子看到了神的使者以后的反应。
The donkey did what he's supposed to do to spare Balaam's life from being killed by the angel of the Lord.
这个驴子所做的一切的作为就是他所应该做的就是怎样去保护他的主人不要被这个神的使者所击杀。
I don't know how this donkey mind is functioning.
我不知道这个驴子心里在想什么。
When he saw the angel of the Lord, she knows how to respond to it.
所以他当看到使者的时候，他知道怎么样做出一个正当的反应。
He knows this angel of the Lord is coming to kill his master.
他知道这个神的使者是来杀他的主人的。
So she did what she's supposed to do.
所以他做的就是他所要。
But Balaam, who could not see the angel of the Lord, reaction was anger and striking his donkey one after another for 3 times at a total.
但是巴兰因为他眼睛看不到神的使者，所以他的反应是反而击打这个驴子，然后三次击打这个驴子。
So what the donkey does is so righteous.
所以这个驴子所做的是一个公义的事情。
But what the Balaam does is so unrighteous.
这个巴兰所做的是一个非常不公义的事情。
So this donkey has been serving Balaam for entire life.
所以这个驴子是从小就侍奉巴兰到如今。
So faithful.
这么的忠实的一个驴子。
But this Balaam never treat his donkey well.
但是巴兰对待他的驴子是非常的不合适的。
Because at that time, the only thing that he wants to accomplish is what?Is to go and curse and get the money.
因为他急急上路，唯一的一心心一念念的就是怎么样赶快能够赶紧上路，赶紧到达陆地地地目的地，赶紧去咒诅以色列地人民，然后赶紧拿到他的银子。
You donkey, you just kind of be my blocking stone. You block my way. You kind of like, you just okay. You block my way.So I am so angry.
说你这只蠢驴子，你一直阻挡我的道路，说我要打你。
So wherever anyone that blocked your way, sometime you'll be angry and so mad at him.
所以当我们有人拦阻我们所要行的道路的时候，我们会变得非常的愤怒，甚至这个行之以暴力的行为。
Doesn't care much about a donkey who has already serving him for entire life, but for just a little single things.And then his man angry and the strike the donkey.
所以这个驴子一生这么忠实的侍奉这个主人，但是为了一个小小的事情，这个主人就可以翻脸不认驴子，就开始打他。
He is more self-centered.
所以这个巴兰是一个非常自我中心的一个人。
In a way, when the donkey made his leg hurt, he kept much of his anger to the point he wanted to kill the donkey.
所以当这个驴子跟他开始讲理、讲道理的时候。他甚至发怒到这个地步，要把这驴子杀死。
Sometimes we think our service need to earn the respect from other people.
有时候我们认为我这样的侍奉是不是别人应该尊重我呢
？I'm sure you will understand what I'm going to say.
我想你应该了解我要讲的话。
Sometimes we serve like a donkey, but we never get the respect or return from other people.
有时候我们做侍奉像个驴子一样，但是得不到别人的回应，别人的尊敬。
Christian faith, in our Christian faith, sometimes our love and righteous deed for others will not get the same return.
有时候我们用这个怀着基督的爱的心去侍奉别人的时候，我们不一定会得到非常合适的回应。
For me as a missionary to the Muslim people.
我身为一个到这个回教国家去传道的传道人
，I truly feel this kind of this kind of attitude or this kind of struggle.
所以，我经常的会经历到类似这个驴子所经历到的一些反应、
Honestly、回应。Sometimes I'm so depressed.
说实话，有时候我是非常的沮丧。
People always say, "Oh, you missionary, you're a superhero, you're super faith, you go to mission, you leave your home, your country, you sacrifice a lot. Wow, you're so superhero."
人们常常对我说：“哎呀，你好伟大啊，汤米，你能够去这样一个国家，牺牲一切啊，什么什么，舍弃家庭等等。哎呀，你好伟大，你是超级超人呢。”
Is that like a sacrifice?
Yeah, 牺牲很大哦。
So our human personality, our human nature is that when you sacrifice, you want some return in order to comfort yourself.
所以当我们做出牺牲的时候，我们的人的基本的反应就是希望能够得到一些好的回应，然后让我们能够得到安慰。
Is that true?
是不是呢？
Even now you serve in the church, you want to get the respect, the honor, or some kind of a response for other people.
所以当你在教会侍奉也是同样道理，你希望得到一些好的回应，人的称赞，人的安慰等等，鼓励等等。
So I expect my sacrifice on the field should end with their welcome and acceptance.
所以我的期望就是我在这个传道的路上所牺牲的，我希望能够得到一些大家的很好的回应。
But the reality is not.
事实却是残酷的。
Honest speaking, sometimes I don't like them.
讲真的，我对我的对象有的时候并不是那么的喜欢。
I don't like Muslim.
我不喜欢回教徒。
The more time I stay there, the more I find that it's truly, truly hard to love them.
停留了越久，就越觉得是爱下去，有时候是爱不下去哦，很困难呢、哦。
One winter, it is one winter, yes, one winter. It's a, yeah, it's very cold. It's below kind of like degrees Celsius, kind of like 15 degrees Celsius. Below 15 degrees Celsius, maybe around 20, 22, 23 degree Fahrenheit.
所以有一天一个冬天，那个天非常的冷，就是摄氏零下十三度，华氏大概零下二十几度。
They are not like we here have a time concept. They don't have a time concept.
啊，那里人对时间是没有什么概念的。
So when you made an appointment with them at 2:30,
所以当你跟他约好我们在两点半见面的时候
，Yeah, don't expect they will show up at 2:30, right?
Yeah, 他们不会两点半就出现的。
English or Chinese people in mainland China, they are still the same.
So just be, 大陆的我们的同胞有时候也是如此 ，OK。
So 2:30, okay, maybe 15 minutes, 20 minutes will be arrive at 2:50, that will be okay.
如果你是迟那么一点，也两点半、两点五十出现，也还说得过。
But you know what? My Muslim friends arrive in an hour.
那我的所谓的穆斯林的这个朋友们，他们是迟到晚。
One hour late,
一个小时以后才出现。
So what I'm going to do, I'm just do in the under the what, I mean in the in front of the village for kind of like 1 hour and with how many? Just now I said it 15 degrees Celsius.
就是在零下摄氏零下十几度的，我就在那边冻了一个小时。
I'm not the one wearing the many jacket.
所以我的外套也不是很厚哈。
Because I'm not accustomed to wear so many jackets. I don't like jackets. Because I'm a
Californian, so I don't like wearing so many jackets.
Okay, I'm not saying I'm California
guy.
Whatever is it. So, okay, in that kind of circumstance, so you want to show your love, you bring a lot of gift, okay, to go to visit them, you want to love them, but they respond, they don't treat you well. They say I'm okay, and then they give me a call. An hour later, I'm not going to make it. Call me after an hour and say I'm not going to make it. Go home.
Okay. 所以结果是我这边零下十几度等的，冻了个半死，等了一小时后得到的居然是一个电话，跟我讲说，哎，对不起，我今天不能来了，你回家吧。
Actually, they are looking how. Actually, they are looking how much you care about them because they are so suspicious of your presence in the village. So they want to test you, say how faithful you are, how good you are, how much you care for us. So actually, you need to take time to build a relationship with them.
所以事实上，他们也是在观察，在试探我，看你到底你所谓的爱心是有多大的。忍耐度有多大的爱心，所以他们事实上是用这个事件来观察、来试探。所以你对他们来说，的确来说是非常有很大的耐心。
I can make one, I can choose to burn the whole village.
我 我那个时候可以把那个整个乡、整个村子都放火烧了。
Okay, in Taiwan, it's a 把豆都要会啊。
下面意思啊，一肚子一把火啊，把豆 OK。台语就是一肚子的火。
So burn the village.
啊，烧死你们。
Same thing happened to the disciple of Jesus.
然后那个耶稣的门徒也是如此啊。
When the people of Samaritan they don't accept Christ, they say, "How about we just burn them?"
So, 当他们到这个撒玛利亚的时候，那些人就不理他们的时候，他的门徒就说：“那我们就放一帮天火把他们都烧死。”
So, what kind of service that we offer today in the capacity God gives us? What kind of service we can offer willingly, sacrificially, or with many complaints?
所以我们是如何能够侍奉神呢？是一肚子的埋怨呢？心不甘情不愿呢？还是一种牺牲的精神呢？
Which character do we want to be? The donkey or Balaam? How do we serve? Are we like that donkey or are we like Balaam?
所以你要做哪一个？你要做驴子呢，还是做巴兰呢？
So the question here, God, turn my feet to serve you.
所以这里第二点就是使我转脚服侍你。
Turn my feet to serve you.
使我转脚服侍你
，just like a donkey，
就像这个驴子一样。
Even for three times，
三次。
The first time when my master beat me， but the second time I saw the angel of the Lord， I still protect my master for three times。You can see， he continuously protect his master even though his master strike him repeatedly。
是这个驴子三次看到神的使者。他的三次他的主人虐待他打他，但是他还是做尽职，他的尽守他的职责，那就是保护他的主人。
The last point, we come to the final portion of this passage from 28 to 30.
最后28到30节。
This is the most interesting part in this passage.
我认为是最有趣的一段。
Because animal can talk.
因为驴子居然会开口说话。
In this world, now in 21st century, do you know where you can find an animal who can speak and talk?
你知道在这二十一世纪的今天，你哪里可以找到一个动物可以说话的呢？
啊？Okay, yes. What else?
Big birds.
Big birds. 卡通影片，哎 ，cartoon, Disney. Disney cartoon,
Disney.
很多 this all of a Disney movie.
The big birds, the macaw, that kind of
yeah,
thing. They talk.
They talk. Okay. Yeah. So it's very interesting. Donkey here can speak. I don't know how to describe that one. You need to look for the scientist to research on this speaking donkey. I don't know what happened.
好吧，反正在这个故事里面，驴子会说话，神让它开口就是了。
There is a power. Whatever I want to see one thing.There is a power in speaking.
所以话是有这个力度的。
What you speak is what's in your heart, right?
你说的就是你心里所想的，不是吗？
This Balaam, even though he is not a Hebrew, he is not a prophet of God, but in some kind, he know how to use a magic, or not the magic, he have some kind of power.
这个巴兰虽然不是希伯来人，也不是神耶和华的使者，但是他有这样的一个所谓的魔术的能力，可以去所谓知道一些灵界的东西。
So there is a power in his speaking word.
所以当他说话了是有力量的。
The donkey knows what she does is right, but with no ability to speak out the reality.
这个驴子虽然知道他说的自己说的话是实话，但是没有办法去辨别是非这些现实的东西。
When confronting this evil master who beat him many many times, this donkey actually has no ability to speak out.
但是当这个主人一再的击打他的时候，这个驴子是没有办法为自己说什么的。
But here's a miracle: is the Lord, the angel of the Lord.Open his mouth.
但是奇迹发生的就是神让他的使者让他开口能够说话。
Not only the donkey can speak, but at this time, the angel of the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam and then spoke to Balaam.
不但这个驴子神让他开口说话，这个时候 神也让巴兰眼睛打开了，巴兰也让他看到神的使者，所以这个时候巴兰也看到神的使者。
And the Lord speak to Balaam.
然后这个神就对巴兰说
The angel of the Lord vindicate her right deed by opening the donkey mouth to speak.
所以神的使者替这个驴子说话，反正就是用让这个驴子能够开口说话，来替这个驴子让他能够
But the donkey never complained.
但是这个驴子从来没有抱怨，一直没有抱怨。
He just asked his master using the question.
所以他说的只是没有为自己伸冤，只是说问他的主人说，用一些问题来问他的主人。
What have I done to you that you have struck me this three times? Am I not your donkey, which you have ridden all your life long to this day? Is this my habit to treat you this way?
他说我不是从小到今一直为你服侍你的一个驴子吗？你为什么有什么理由叫三次来打我呢？
When Jesus was confronted by Pharisees,
当耶稣面对法利赛人的时候，
When the Pharisee asked him very tricky questions,
当这个法利赛人用一些问题来想要难倒耶稣的时候，
Most of the time, I just say most of the time, not all the time, most of the time, Jesus responds by questions.
Yeah, 很多时候耶稣并不直接回答，而是以一个问题来针对他们的所问的问题。
So there's a lesson we learned here.
所以我们今天学了一个功课。
We need to speak out.
我们知道怎么样去说。
In confronting the evil.
当我面对一个邪恶的状况的时候，我们要知道怎么样去说，怎么样去对。
We need that courage.
我们需要有勇气。
Give us a courage to speak out.
让我们有勇气能够对答。
With wisdom.
用我们的智慧。
To speak for Jesus, to speak for Him.
然后来为耶稣来对答。
Not for our personal gain.
不是为了我们自己利益。
But to confront the evil.
而是要面对这所谓邪恶的势力。
At the right time.
在对的时间
at the right place
对的地点
to the right person
然后对对的人讲话
speak out
但是重要是你必须要讲出来
God can use the donkey mouth to speak to shun the evil
神当年能够用一个驴子来讲话来面对所谓的不义
How much more God could use us to boldlyCourageously speak the truth for him in front of the evil.
So, 今天更何况是我们人，神是如何的能够用我们的人，能够很勇敢的，很来为神面对着所谓的邪恶，来为神伸张正义呢
？2 weeks ago, when I was in the mosque,
两个礼拜前我在一个回教的这个会堂。
We are learning some. Islamic doctrine, culture, Quran, okay, for kind of like maybe 2 hours and 3 hours.
So, 两个小时我们在学一些所谓的伊斯兰的这个可兰经的或者他们的文化他们的历史他们的习惯他们的一些回教的东西。
So, kind of like in the midst of the class and the teacher all of a sudden just asked me one question.
所以在这个讲课的当中这个老师就突然问了我一个问题。
I know you are not Muslim.
我知道你不是回教徒。
Are you interested to be a Muslim?
你有没有想要变成一个回教徒呢？
Because you're always with us.
因为你一直来参加我们的聚会。
I think you have an interest.
我知道你大概很有兴趣。
I don't explain much. I said because I'm from Malaysia, it's my background, so I just want to know what kind of American Muslim are.
我就是也没有解释太多，只跟人家说，因为我是从马来西亚来的，我马来西亚就是一个回教国家，所以我很想这个认识一下美国的回教是怎么一回事。
And then you said, can I ask you what your belief?
我可以问，那个老师问说，那我可以问问你，你的信仰是什么呢？
So at that moment, what are you going to say?
所以在当下你要如何回应呢？
I'm not saying that they are evil.
我并不是说他们是一个邪恶的。
But in some way, in that situation, how are you going to respond to them?
但是在那个环境之下，你要如何的回应呢？
So honestly, I said, oh yeah, and stalling for some time. Is that the case?
所以我是不是就是打马虎眼儿，这边嗯啊啊的，就把那打马虎眼过去呢？
Sometime at the right time, right place, when it comes to you, speak up your identity.
当时间对，时间对，地方对的时候，你必须要很勇敢的。
That is a basic.
宣告你自己，这是最基本的。
So I said, I am a Christian.
所以我就很。直正当当就直接讲，就说我是一个基督徒。
But I don't say I'm a missionary too.
我还以为呢，我不是，我没有跟他讲说我在回教国传教的基督徒。
So, but that is your identity. Okay, maybe in the maybe in America that's fine because we all have a freedom. You can say, oh, I'm a Christian. Nobody will judge you. But in some country, in some places, maybe in a mosque, somehow, we don't know how they see the kafiru. Kafiru means it's a pagan believer. Okay?
So, in America, maybe this is what they say, because it's a free country, a religious free country. But in some Christian places, if you're in a Christian church, you say this, I really don't know how they would treat me as a so-called Christian.
Okay. And then after that, I say I'm Christian. Do you know how the teacher respond and all the others?
那你知道这个老师跟这其他的人对我是一个什么样的反应呢？
Is that the case? No, I'm just
acting. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just kidding. Just kidding.
他刚刚在开玩笑，没有这样。
It's okay.
他就说没关系啦。
It's not offensive to have you here.
Yeah, 对我们来说，并不，我们并不在意这样。
You are part of our family.
你是我们的家人。
So you're part of this learning family.
是在我们来这个学习的会堂中，你是我们的中间一份子。
This is not a very good example, but I just want to raise attention. Sometimes we need to speak out.
我只想跟大家提这个例子，要跟大家提醒一下，有的时候我们必须要站出来说话。
Maybe now in your capacity, you're being a lawyer, a doctor, or maybe you are studying a college. Sometimes you'll be challenged by the right time, right place. You need to speak up for him.
Yeah, 有的时候不管你身份地位，也许你是学生，也许是律师，或者你工作场所，有的时候当你遇到这状况的时候，你必须要站起来说话的时候，你必须要站起来说话。
We don't have a courage to do it.
很多时候我们是胆怯的，我们不敢的。
Ask God.Open my mouth at the right time to speak for you.
打开我的嘴，让我在适合的地点、适合的时机下为神你来开口说话。
Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing, and whatever the Father does, then the Son does likewise."
耶稣曾经说，对他们说，我实实在告诉你们，只凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，子才能做。父所做的事，子也照样做。
Jesus focused his eye on the Father.
所以耶稣是关注在他父神的身上。
For he knew the Son of Man can not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many.
正如人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
He see the Father, he serve. Jesus said, "For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me has himself given me the commandment what to say." And what to speak.
因为我没有凭着自己讲，唯有差我来的父已经给我命令，叫我说什么讲什么。
He see the fathers, he serve the fathers, and he speak for the fathers.
他看到了神，他服侍神，他也为神说话。
This is a professor from Tokyo, Tokyo University.
这是一位 Tokyo University.
Yeah.东京大学。
Tokyo, okay, 东京大学的一个教授。
He once have a dog.
他以前有一只狗。
And every time he went to work, the dog would follow him.
他每次去工作的时候，这只狗就很忠心的跟随他。
So when, because he need to take a train to go to the work, and this dog would look at him to see him to go to work.To take the train to go to work.
因为这只狗一直跟随他，一直到这所谓的这个他要上这个火车的时候，这个狗就一直跟着他，一直注目他。
For 2 years.
两年之久。
It happened almost every day. It's every day.
Yeah, 每天这个狗就这样跟着他的主人。
But one day, unfortunately, this professor died in the school when he's working.
有一天，这个主人就不幸在学校里面。就不幸就死了。
So you know what happened to this dog?
你知道这只狗是怎么回事了？
He just wait at the train station to see his master to come back.
每天到这个火车站去等他的主人回家。
Even for the remaining 10 years.
一直到十年之久，每天如此。
From 1925 to 1935.
1929年到1949年。
So for These 10 years, in the morning, he would go to the train station, and in the afternoon, he would go to the train station again to see his mother come back. Wait for his mother to come back.
所以十年之久，每天早上去火车站，每天晚上在火车站等他主人回来。
For 10 years.
十年。
But his mother never come back.
但他主人永远回不来。
Because he passed away.
因为他已经去世了。
Do you know the story?
你知道这故事吧？大家都很熟悉这故事。哇，这是一个秋田狗，是不是
？Yes. Do you know the name of the dog?
秋田狗。
Hachiko.
Hachiko, 秋田狗。
God is speaking to us.
神在对我们说话。
He used a donkey to speak to us.
他用一只驴子来对我们说话。
He also used this dog to speak to us.
他也用这只狗来对我们说话。
I'm pretty sure you would know what I'm going to say.
我想你大概知道我要说什么了。
There's one time, there's a prophet of God.
曾经有一个神的先知。
His name is Isaiah.
他的名字叫做以赛亚。
He cried out.
Yeah, 他大声的呼喊。
O heaven, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I reared children and brought them up, but they have rebelled against me. The ox knows his honor, the donkey his master crib, but Israel does not know.My people do not understand.
天哪，要听地啊，侧耳听，因为耶和华说，我养育儿女，给将他们养大，他们竟驳逆我。牛认识主人，驴认识主人的槽，以色列却不认识我，我的名却不留意。
How about us?
我们呢？
God has used many means, way to speak to us.
神用各种的方式来对我们说话。
The ox know is honor, the donkey is master crib, and the dog keep looking for his master to come back. We as a Christian follower of Jesus Christ Are we earnestly waiting for his coming back? Loyal with faithful heart?
驴子认识主人，牛认识主人。 驴子为主人服侍，狗去火车站等主人。我们身为神的儿女，我们有这样子吗？
Do our people understand?
我们知道这个道理吗？
Lord, what things are keeping us away from seeing Jesus?
有什么事让我们能够转眼不看见耶稣呢？
What things are keeping us away from serving Jesus?
什么事让我们能够转脚不服侍耶稣呢？
What things are keeping us away from speaking for Jesus?
什么事情让我们转口不说耶稣呢？
Let us sing this response to him.
让我们来听，让我们唱这次回应的诗歌。
Because of this love.
是这份爱。
You can stand on your feet.